Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Trump campaign held a grassroots roundtable discussion in a North Philadelphia church last week. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains, the goal is to grow the president's percentage of the black vote.
Let me see what the president did for HBCUs.
Paris Denard is advisor for Black Voices for Trump. The group brought in national and regional leaders to convince scores of black voters from the area to step up in the Trump campaign.
The things that he's doing are real, but the challenge for us is to break through the noise.
Are there more black people who support Trump than people are saying than the media is reporting?
Oh, absolutely.
Calvin Tucker is the Pennsylvania GOP Director of Engagement. He organized the meeting inside of the First Emmanuel Baptist Church on Ridge Avenue. He says Trump has had quiet African-American support from the beginning.
The media said there was zero support among African-Americans. Ultimately, we got 8% of African-Americans.
Tucker believes Trump's support of HBCUs, criminal justice reform, deregulation, and more is very attractive to black voters.
We have been in control by Democrats for over 70 years. Our neighborhood is not no better.
A former Democrat and candidate for city council, Sheila Armstrong, says she's now a Republican.
I'm going to be knocking on doors for Donald Trump and just getting the information out to the community.
According to a recent Washington Post poll, 8 in 10 black voters are deeply pessimistic about America under Trump. In North Philadelphia, Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.